Moreover, an increase in central bank transparency may be compressing lags. In America, mortgage rates had increased by a full percentage point even before the Fed had raised short-term rates. This has not happened in previous cycles and represents the fastest pricing in of expectations in at least four decades. As a result, the housing market has had at least half a year to respond to higher mortgage rates. Sure enough, home sales, prices, and new construction have all started to fall. In a way, the Fed is lagging the market. Its rate increases are in part ratifying expectations that are already influencing activity. None of this is to minimize the risk from lags. Friedman believed they all but doomed counter-cyclical interventions. He viewed such attempts as disturbances with a peculiarly high potential for mischief. Central bankers are more confident, but persistent inflation does underscore Friedman's point about the challenges of getting policy right, whether tightening or easing. Today's woes stem in part from aggressive stimulus in 2020 and 2021. The mischief, in other words, can cut both ways. Doves worry that excessive tightening will lead to a bad recession. Hawks fear that a premature halt will lead to continued bad inflation. Both worry the Fed will get its timing wrong again, just in diametrically opposite directions.